Wise, you know, we came out pretty good from this ball game. Haven't heard anything that with any of our players that was negative injury-wise. I have to credit the Washington Redskins for doing a very good job in all phases and just playing much better football than we did. We didn't play well enough to win. Congratulations to the Redskins, and you know, we got to figure out the things we got to do to play better going forward.
How frustrating is it to probably feel like you dominated that first quarter and then you look up there and it's 9-0?
Yeah, it's tough. On the road, you want to take advantage of every opportunity you can to keep the crowd out of it. We talked about that. We knew that. We know that. And, you know, anytime you let a team stay in it when you have some opportunities, you're creating some potential problems. And, you know, we just didn't do enough over four quarters to come away with a win.
Anything you can point to in some of those red zone sequences at the beginning, something that's not going right?
Probably go back, Tom, and just take a look at the tape and just see what we were doing. We thought we had a good plan going to the ball game, and obviously the things we were doing weren't as effective as we thought they would be, and we'll have to go back and reassess it.
Stand out about how much stress RG3 can put on a defense with all the things he does.
There are a lot of guys who play that position that can break a 76-yard run but not get caught. So that creates some issues for any defense. So, I mean, he's a heck of a young player. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. Things break down. He can make plays. He's a very good player.
How wary were you of blitzing him based on the exact thing that happened to you at the end?
We were very concerned about it going to the ball game. You know, we wanted to pick our spots when we did do it, and we knew what the potential ramifications would be if you did it and you didn't get there, and we saw what could happen.
Listen, Christian seemed a little focused. Got a little derailed. What did you see different in him today that we haven't seen for quite some time?
You know, I really think the Washington Redskins defense done. I thought they did a real good job of handling our run game, and they had good coverage and were able to get good pressure on the quarterback without having to blitz, although they did blitz quite a bit. But I think you credit the Redskins defense more than some of the things Christian didn't do well.
No one wrong on the pick six there.
He had an idea of where he wanted to go with the football, but I'm not clear. I got to go back and look at the tape on them. I'm a little hazy on what he saw.
Did you guys have to adjust and have Cook playing more press coverage based on all those in-breaking routes they were hitting on you?
We did. We ended up making an adjustment to try to take some of that away. It was, you know, it was something that they were having success with, and we did make that adjustment.
How difficult is it for the first three drives of the game to come away with field goals instead of finding the end zone?
Yeah, you know, like I was saying earlier when Tom asked the same question, that, you know, you want to be able to always get touchdowns, and especially on the road. You don't want the fans in the game. And we had an opportunity to really silence the crowd and change the Redskins' approach. But as time went on, they got some momentum, and we weren't able to, you know, adjust and make some things happen to offset some of the things they were doing. And that's part of playing on the road and winning on the road, you know. And, you know, we know that, and we just weren't effective in getting it done.
Less penalties made you hard today. How do you reconcile that? Because you really hadn't had an issue with that for a while.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look, Brian, just see how many of those were pre-snap or post-snap penalties and just see what we got to do to not allow it to happen.
That sequence in the second, the touchdown, the fumble, and the touchdown, how much did that kind of set your guys back a bit, just kind of pop them in the mouth and almost seem to just – knock them off a little bit.
At the end of the game?
In the second quarter.
Oh. That sequence, it was you're talking about right before the half.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that was a chance for us to, you know, really get ourselves going. And we didn't capitalize. We gave them some opportunities. And plus, they were getting the football coming out the second half. So, you know, we created some energy for them. We just didn't execute as well as we needed to. And it cost us.
Will you face another quarterback quite like Griffin this year? Will you face another quarterback like him this year?
You know, I have to look at our schedule. I don't know too many guys, as I said earlier, who can break a 76-yard run playing quarterback in our league. Yeah, there are a few, but I don't know if they're on our schedule.
Was Schwartz rotating in at right guard, was that a planned thing for Fusco?
Yeah, we talked about it before the game and during the week that we wanted to be able to get some tape on Jeff in game situations, and this was an opportunity. We thought we could get it done. I just didn't feel comfortable with what I was seeing in practice, both in a couple of different areas, and thought it would be a good idea to give him a little bit more time to have a full week of practice and try to get back on the field to help us. So that was what was behind the decision.
Were you looking at him this morning, too, as well?
I had a feel yesterday after the walkthrough what direction I wanted to go. Yeah.
He was fighting through pain here and there, yet still kept coming out. Was it a leg thing with him there? Or?
Yeah, he took a couple hits there, but he finished and he was fine when we looked at him a moment ago. He seemed to be fine.
How was Adrian's ankle today? He looked like they were doing some work on it at one point.
Yeah, I don't think it slowed him down. I mean, he still ran as hard as he's ever run. He never complained about it. I don't think it really inhibited him at all.
Closing before RG3 had that breakaway, the 76er touchdown. You guys were pressing. You missed the 2-point conversion, which kind of turned the tide there. But what did you see in your guys that they never gave up and they were still pressing until kind of that nail in the coffin by RG?
Well, that's one of the good things about our guys, Don. Even at halftime, we talked about in our league, you have to play four quarters, and you hope guys believe that. And the way our guys fought when we were down with 30-12, I don't think any of our guys ever doubted that we could get back in the game and have a chance to win it at the end, and it showed by the way they played. So that gives me hope that as we go forward, we can make the corrections that we need to be successful. So it was encouraging to see how our guys battled back and didn't concede. I mean, that was very encouraging.
Is there anybody else you would compare Griffin to in terms of accuracy and that athletic ability? Does it remind you of anybody?
There are probably, a few guys in our – I mean, Michael Vick, when he came in the league, was a heck of a runner and still is, and a pretty good passer as well. I mean, there have probably been other guys, Steve McNair, other guys. I'd have to think about it a little bit.
The hit on Sherrill's was helmet-to-helmet on the punt where he got helmet knocked off?
I'd have to see the tape of it. It happened so fast. When I saw it, I didn't think so, Tom. The officials came over and talked to me about it, but – I'd have to see the tape of it. I didn't see a replay.
Was the wind whipping down on the field? Some of those balls that Ponder missed in the first half looked like maybe they were affected.
The wind was moving, but to say that was a factor in some of the things that happened today, I wouldn't do that. So, all right, thank you.